Good morning, everyone. It's Alison here bringing you this week's podcast. It's the first time I have done this solo, so hopefully all the tech has gone well and I'm not talking to myself. I hope you are all enjoying the summer and finding new ways to enjoy time with God. Shall we open in prayer? Dear Lord Father, we thank you for your presence with us, wherever we may be. We thank you for our Light of Life fellowship, and we thank you for being with us in whatever we do, and that you go before us always. Amen. I thought I might take this time to share with you some of what I feel God has been saying to me recently. Well, when I say recently, it actually started a couple of years ago, but I have been reminded about it continually, and again recently. I'm sure I won't need to remind anyone that the events of early 2020 changed our lives, at least for a while, completely. Prior to the first lockdown, our lives were pretty jammed-packed, full of busyness. Work, family, wider family, church. We were striving to fit everything in, and in truth, without even realising it, we were running out of steam. I think this was true in all aspects of our lives. Work, family, church were all pretty full on. And looking back now, I know that there was very little true time being spent with God. One-to-one, in-depth conversations with God were not there. Not a good place to be in, really. I'm sure we have all been there, that never-ending cycle, and again, looking back, not really achieving anything. Except exhaustion, maybe? At that time, our house group were reading The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, and I think most of you now have read this too. And from this, the first seeds of having to slow down and make room for God were sown into my mind. Then two things happened in particular that made us stop in our tracks. Derek became unwell, which resulted in him having to finish work. And then almost immediately, the global pandemic caused us all to go into lockdown. Overnight, all our normal disappeared. Admittedly, mentally, we were still in overdrive. Work continued for me, and we still had busyness to sort through. But physically, much of our daily rushing around stopped. With the seeds from the ruthless elimination sown, and then with more time to spare, I decided I would try a personal study and take a look at one of the books of the Bible. God led me to Ecclesiastes. At first glance, this seems quite a negative book. By verse 2 of chapter 1, the author concludes everything is meaningless, which makes me tend to think, why bother? Continually, the author contradicts himself. For example, both folly and wisdom are meaningless. Both power and oppression, meaningless. Both striving for achievement and laziness, meaningless. And so on. But then, as you read into the chapters, I feel that overall, it's all about having balance in all things. Focusing in on one thing, whether that is power, money, achievement, rest, pleasure, or just focusing on our own situation, blots everything else out, and that usually includes blotting God out as well. Ironically, having said that focusing in on one thing at the expense of everything else is not ideal, I would now like to focus on chapter 3, verses 1 to 14. And yes, it is that well-known passage. A time for everything. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than them to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in their toil. This is a gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear him. I think this passage is often read in isolation and so well known it is skimmed over. But I feel it is this passage that makes sense of the rest of these writings. There are times to seek achievement, but it does not last forever. A time to seek and a time to give up. There are times for pleasure and laughter, but it will not last forever. There will be a time for seriousness too. A time to weep and a time to laugh, and so on. Everything in balance, but forever changing, and always in God's timings. The events and emotions listed are not linear. We will have many seasons of them all, back and forth. Except, of course, birth and death, obviously. That tends to be the same one-off event for all of us. The band, called The Birds, had a song about this passage, and it was called Turn, Turn, Turn. If you're too young to know it, then I suggest you Google it. The title is well chosen. Seasons turn. They change. We can't stop change, but how do we perceive it? From a self-centric perspective or from a faith-based perspective? Ultimately, God is in control, and sometimes things happen, good and bad, and we never understand why. But we do have our faith and we trust in him. How do you cope with change? I guess that depends on if it's a good change or bad, happy or sad, of our own making or enforced upon us. The study I used was by Courtney Joseph, and she writes, God uses change to shape us, to open our eyes to his presence. Now, I'm not sure that God caused a family illness and a global pandemic in order to get just my attention, but he certainly used the opportunity and Ecclesiastes to encourage me to examine myself, and in particular my relationship with him. I needed to restore balance in my life, spend less time doing and more time, quality time, with him. I needed to change. Have I managed it? Yes, to a point. Is it perfect? Not by a long shot. But I thank God for his patience and guidance. I also know that he will let me know when the season is to change and rebalance again. I know that this is God's message to me as an individual. But as a member of the leadership team, I also ask, is this also for our church? Within the study, one of the questions was, is there something in your hand that you need to put down in order to find find rest. Now, my answer was written 2 years ago, and my answer was this. COVID-19 has forced us to lay many things aside and given me time to reflect. The challenge will be to discern what needs to remain aside, what needs picking up again, but also to recognise what new things will grow through. The lockdowns have finished, but as a church, we have not rushed back to how we did church before. We are a small fellowship and our resources are also small, but for me, this is not the primary reason for doing church differently. I believe that God wants us to at least consider what we do and consider laying things aside, for a season at least, so that we have time for new things. A few weeks ago, Hayley encouraged us to build a bigger table and invite people, everyone, in. How do we do this? And when they are seated next to us at the table, how do we share our faith with them? I believe God has given us this season to uproot and replant anew, as in verse 2. And our rhythm of church is part of this. It means we do not meet in church every Sunday, and I realise that this has not been an easy change for everyone. But I do feel it gives us time to, yes, have services together, but also time for God in personal study, prayer and reflection, and time for reaching out to others to share our faith with them, hopefully without burning ourselves out in the process. Balance, timing and change. We are planting Oasis. This is church. We are planting Open House. This is church. We are planting house groups. This is church. We are planting youth group. This is church. We are planting community outreach. This is church. This is how we will have opportunities to invite others to the bigger table. Change can be challenging, but Ephesians 2 verse 10 tells us, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works which God prepared beforehand." God's balance, God's timing, God's change. Amen.
Hello, it's Gemma here. I'm going to pray for us, and I'm just going to start by reading a verse from Mark. So Mark 16, verse 15. He said to them, "Go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Almighty God, you gave your people an assignment to fulfill here on earth. You said to them, 'Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation.' Lord, I pray that this will be the mission of our church. I ask that you keep our hearts and minds open so that we willingly seek to touch those outside of the four walls of our church, those that do not know you. We give thanks for the opportunities that we've had to come alongside our community recently, for Oasis, the Village Fete, Open House and the Lego Cafe. We pray for those conversations that were had and that relationships will build, and we pray that those will flourish in your love. We pray for the families of our community during the school holidays. We pray protection as the rising cost of living makes an impact on all our lives. We pray that the families will have a cherished time together during the holidays. And we also pray for our teachers that they may find rest in this time. In Jeremiah, you tell us that you know the plans you have for us. Heavenly Father, we worship you because you are awesome. You know the plans that you have for us. These plans are not intended to harm us, but to give us hope and a future. Lord, we pray that in this period of change, you will remember that you have a plan for our life that outweighs what we see right now. Thank you for remaining with us in this transition of change. We pray for our fellowship here at Light of Life. We pray for patience as we think about the ways in which we do church. We pray for more opportunities to share the gospel, and we pray for hope. In your name we pray.